What's up, peoples? My name is Mark.
And my name is Dan.
And welcome to the Red Band Radio Show, or as we like to call it, the podcast. I think that was a good subscriber and a good idea for that.
So. Yep. This is episode number 420B.
Yeah, we meant to do an episode a lot sooner, but this is the second one in a series where we kind of sit down and try and dive into some longer topics. Mm-hmm. The idea is this will be an audio-only file that will appear on redband.com and will be there for, I don't know, anywhere a few days to a week or so. Because we can just put up the audio, and then later we will add some pictures, and eventually it will be a YouTube video. So if you're watching this on YouTube, what's up?
Hey, how's it going?
And if this sounds familiar, it's because you downloaded the podcast and listened to it there. So Hopefully you can download it and listen to it in your car, on your MP3 player, on your phone. But yeah, anyway, it's good. Thanks for joining us.
But as usual, we're going to smoke a bowl. Mm-hmm. And we got our bong. We got the... it's just a straight tube here. It's got a diffused downstem. It's like a removable downstem. And then on the end of that, there's an ash catcher with a forearm tree percolator and a removable glass bowl on that. Mm-hmm. It's glass on glass, of course, on everything. And we got a nice full bowl of the Golden Goat here, and we're going to get high.
Yeah, I'm also trying something different with the videos. We got one camera that's directly pointed at me, and Dan's got a camera pointed directly at him. I've got the GoPro HD Hero 2 pointed at me. He's got his camera pointed to him. And basically kind of give us a different format for doing things as far as just something different.
Yep, mine's the old JVC Averio 620 HD, I think is the model number. Something like that. It's got a 120 gig hard drive. I know that much. That should differentiate it from other models.
Yeah, thanks everybody for joining us. This should be a good long show. If you're watching us on YouTube, check us out at redband.com. And if you're found this on the website, be sure to go to the channel and check out this video. It'll come up. Mm-hmm. Obviously, if you're new, definitely subscribe. We've got coming up damn close to 100 videos. And actually, shit, by the time this goes up on YouTube, this might be over the 100th video.
So yeah, who knows?
It's kind of falling right in that area, so we're not really sure yet how this will work. But Thanks, everybody, for joining us, and welcome. Whoa. And we just turned another light on, so that makes that bright as shit.
Yep. Should help the videos. What's up, guys? But, yeah, so the last podcast... we delved into the story of our summer vacation to Colorado in 2006. Mm-hmm. And we figured basically the series of podcasts would be our summer vacation. So the next summer was 2007, in which we went on vacation to Bonnaroo.
Yes, the Bonnaroo Music and Art Festival. It is in Manchester, Tennessee, which is south central Tennessee, I believe. It's north of Chattanooga and south of Nashville. I think that was. We were living in Iowa at the time, and Dan had been out there to it before, and he had a good experience, and we'd heard lots of good things about it, and the lineup ended up being pretty sweet, so we decided to make the trip.
Yeah, Tool was my favorite band by far, and they were one of the headliners. They were going to play Friday night, main stage, headline, nobody else playing at any other stage at that time, so... I had to go there to see Bonnaroo, Tool at Bonnaroo. I knew that was going to be awesome.
And yeah, it was my first time going, and I think pretty well excited. And I had the van, so we kind of ended up working out well, and we made an awesome trip out of it. But so what was it, probably Wednesday at some point that we started loading things up
into the van? I had just gotten a digital camera a couple of months ago, so I took a whole crap load of pictures. So we're going to have a bunch of pictures on the videos here for you guys. So, make sure you check out the YouTube channel if you're listening to this as a podcast early. And, go check out some of the pictures, and it'll give you a little more insight on what we're talking about.
But, yeah.
Yeah, the van that we loaded up, it was...
Yeah, it's my van. I had that for several years. I bought it in 2003, so 2007 it was... I had put a lot of miles on it. There was rust on the door. It started to kind of make a big hole in the door, so I went to Walmart and bought some expanding foam and put in the door to seal that up. And it was such a nice, pretty van, just a nice shade of blue, and the tinted windows made it a nice ride. But
yeah,
and we lived in that pink house, so you can kind of see that behind there.
The van was awesome, though. It had balls. I mean, it was a big-ass V8.
And yeah, it was a 3500, so it went.
Yeah, so without any cargo on it, man, that thing had balls.
So yeah, it had a 5.9-liter V8, so it had pretty much the biggest V8 you could possibly have. And it was geared low, so I could have hauled anything with that. I could have hauled a 10-horse trailer or a car trailer or anything. That thing would went...
So we had loaded up the van and then drove throughout the night, I think. We usually do that, especially on a summer vacation in the
snow.
We don't like to drive in the heat of the day. When the sun is out in full force, it's just too much for us to be driving.
Yeah. And we had my friend Travis. He was also going to Bonnaroo with several friends. But they were going in a car, and they were... I guess they kind of had a different way that they were going to enjoy their Bonnaroo. They smoked a lot, but they were drinking a lot too. So, but yeah, we were going to meet him down there. So he ended up leaving similar time that day than when we did. But we just kind of left on our own time and on our own schedule and drove off into the night.
Yeah, I got a bunch of blurry pictures of the night, but. Yeah, then all of a sudden we show up and...
Oh shit, no, dude, we had lots of fucking problems in Kentucky. Like, you remember the whole exhaust problem with the exhaust?
Yeah, we had
problems
before that. Yeah.
We, just all of a sudden, it was just the shit started getting super loud and lost a bunch of power to the van. And we pulled over and checked it out, and it was like the exhaust had come off like halfway down the van. Like, it had just detached itself.
Yep.
And we were like kind of sitting there being like, okay, it looked really precarious. Like if it fell, it was going to like catapult us, you know, or just, it was just going to like tear shit up.
Yeah. Cause if it broke off, there would be a big portion hanging off forward. So if that fell downward, it would then catch on the cement and, like, I don't know, catapult up into the vans.
Yeah.
It seemed dangerous.
Yeah, it did seem dangerous. So we tried to just take the damn thing off. We were literally going to take the exhaust off and leave it.
Yeah, because we're like, we only got a couple hundred miles to go. We'll just rumble the way through and...
Figure it out
on Monday when we get out of Bonnaroo. But
we ended up not being able to take it out. It just wouldn't come out the way the pipe winded around. So we ended up moving on to a gas station at some point, and we... I think we might have to go to a couple different gas stations before we got the necessary supplies. I ended up buying basically some pipe fasteners that would fasten piping and some...
Just like, use Mountain Dew cans, I think.
And then wiring. We got some wiring, wires, I think.
Yeah.
So, what we ended up doing
basically
is like...
Cut the Mountain Dew can up and wrapped it around the pipe and used pipe fasteners around that. And kind of made a patchwork on the pipe.
Yeah, and that definitely helped with the getting power back, because that definitely helps with power when you have full exhaust. And I think we had to stop maybe once on the way and change it out just because the aluminum Mountain Dew can was not going to hold up. But that ended up being really kind of shitty.
And then once we got to this line, like, we lost air conditioning, I think it was. Like, you were falling asleep and I was sitting there driving in the driver's seat.
Yeah, it was hot as fuck.
Sitting in line, and we lost air conditioning.
Yeah, I mean, like, just a long line. Yeah, the van, when you're driving down the road, yeah, air conditioning worked pretty good, but just kind of when you ended up just sitting there with the car running, it really didn't end up working that well. But yeah, it's hours and hours where we were just inching our way forward. Like, down the interstate, exited the interstate, down a road, down another road, around a corner, like, forever before we eventually ended up, like, getting into the Bonnaroo, like, stage, you know, the area of the
campgrounds or whatever.
And they were, like, searching every car. There was probably, like, two lines split off into eight different, like, people that were kind of vaguely searching cars and looking for, I don't know, whatever.
Just... people hiding in trunks, and I think they searched everybody's cooler. But...
nothing too crazy, so... and then, yeah, then we ended up kind of being forced into a certain area, and we had to park where they told us to park, and we ended up being parked on the side of a fucking hill.
Yeah, that was terrible. We were like, no, we don't, we're not going to pull in there, and they're like, pull in, and they're like, no, we don't want to park, we're not parking on the side of the hill, we're going to go to the next lot, and they're like, no, you got to pull in there, there's a spot, and we're like, that's not a spot, that's the side of the hill, we're not going to camp there all weekend.
Yeah, it sucked.
And they made us pull in, and... it was terrible. Like,
yeah, we. Wasn't. I was gonna say we immediately kind of bonded with those the people next to us. They were from New Jersey.
Yeah.
The people there, and they were just in their car, and they kind of side with us. You're like, yeah, that sucks.
Yeah.
Sucks here in a. On a damn hill.
And like I had been to Bonnaroo before, and I knew that especially as far away as we weren't gonna spend much time at camp. But still, it sucked that we had to sleep there. Okay. And then we were so far away. We were like a mile and a half away from the stages. I knew that much when we were pulling in. That was going to suck, having to be so far away. But, yeah, we parked and set up our camp. I don't remember how much of the camp we set up, if we set up everything or what. But I think we decided it was time to go walk around and try and find somebody that would sell us some nugs.
Because we ended up having a big-ass kind of camp. We had the van, and then the screen tent.
Yeah.
And then behind, and it was like in a line. Like, so van, and then out the back door was the screen tent.
Yeah.
And then behind that was the tent.
And I think we knew that we were going to need a big tent, or a big camp area. So I think we got out and set everything up and made sure we had enough area staked out.
Yeah. We were like, yep, we're taking this area.
We're going to go ahead and put our tent here.
Yeah. So it was fine. It ended up being plenty of room. Sucks it was on the side of a damn hill. Like just sleeping in a hot Tennessee night was rough.
Yeah,
I
did not get good sleep that night, that weekend. Mm-hmm. But, so we left camp and we started walking around, and there was a lot of people.
Yeah,
a lot of other campers.
Awesome place to just meet people and be around people and... to see unique people and
I took a lot of pictures of just people, just the types of people that you saw at Bonnaroo, like,
because you knew they were coming from all over the world. You know, we'd come from Iowa. We were living in Iowa at the time, so taking us along, we'd driven long ways. It was just crazy because we were, I mean, coming from Iowa, we just didn't meet a whole lot of, you know, hippies, a lot of cool, chill people. Like, it was just an amazing, amazing experience. But yeah, we ended up kind of walking around and eventually finding some nugs that Thursday night. There wasn't much music or anything going on. And we ended up finding, because we had just shitty Iowa swag, but... we wanted some nugs just because we didn't want to end up smoking a lot and offending everyone next to us, and especially like smoking in the concert area. We wanted some good nuggage for that. And we ended up having to spend Thursday night in the tent. You know, I think we had electric fans. Mine broke at some point. It might have been Friday night, but that was a pretty big ass tent. We had room for plenty of people, so it was just the two of us. But we had fucking tons of room. So
we had your futon mattress and my queen size inflatable mattress. I believe there was room in between, but it was like a big canvas tent, so it was hot. Like in the sun, it was terrible.
Yeah.
But yeah, the very first show that we saw was on Friday. Was The Night Watchman. And I knew that it was Tom Morello from the Rage Against the Machine, but I had never seen it before or heard any of his music before. So It was really cool to go to a show like that. It was like, I don't know, kind of like a folk music, but like, I don't know, empowering protest type of music.
Yeah, it was really cool. Very close-knit experience, I guess I would say, like as far as my first Bonnaroo, I was like, oh shit, man, that's what this is like. Cause, yeah, he was like, you know, he was saying like, you know, I don't know, like, something about saying Bonnaroo and cheering people on. Like,
yeah, he definitely got the crowd into it. He was definitely taking advantage of the the activist nature of the crowd.
Yeah, you know, just the spirit of things. He ended up playing a song twice. It's like, yeah. I've never heard of or seen of a live concert where they purposely played a song twice.
Yeah.
And the reason being is that they had people there that were recording for a music video and they wanted more shots.
Yeah.
So they're like, we're gonna...
And I never saw any results or anything of that. I don't know. I think it was in a Michael Moore movie, but I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
Never saw myself on film or anything. Mm-mm. That would be hilarious.
That'd be awesome.
Find a YouTube video of something like that and be like, oh my god, there's Red Band. We were pretty darn close. Like, we were not that far away. There's a good chance that we could be on a video.
Yeah. Because it was just kind of a big Morton building kind of thing with the back was open up and there was a small stage and a bunch of people were crowded in and it's a pretty little... quaint little atmosphere.
Yeah, it was definitely exciting.
But yeah, otherwise, awesome show. The Bonnaroo farm, I mean, there were some gravel paths, but a lot of it was kind of grass, and there's freaking dust everywhere. It was kind of dirty.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, not dirty in the sense of, like...
trashy?
Trashy. Like, but just, like, it was, dusty. Like... it was dusty, I mean... It was
hard to stay clean.
Yeah.
Yeah, so after that show, we knew that, I think it was The Roots was coming up next,
mm-hmm.
and we had gone to the Witch Stage to watch...
Witch Stage?
Yes, to wait for The Roots to come on, and I don't think we had our schedules on us, because we ended up being in the wrong spot. We ended up just sitting here, kind of people watching for a long time, and later on found out we were in the wrong spot.
Mm.
Yeah, I don't know, we were just kind of people watching, talking to each other, talking to some of the people that walked by, just kind of hanging out. I was taking lots of pictures of the people. I don't know, it was cool. Just sitting in the hot sun, like we tried to find some shade, but... we ended up just kind of sitting in the sun, just enjoying the atmosphere, enjoying the festival, really. Mm-hmm. There's a shitload of people.
Shitload of people. People everywhere. So.
Mm-hmm.
There's somebody that, I met somebody that found me through Facebook that said that she was there. She's from Chattanooga.
Yeah. There's somebody that I work with that was at Bonnaroo 2007.
Yeah.
Who was from South Dakota?
Mm-hmm.
No, Nebraska.
Yeah.
Yeah, there was people walking by that were covered in paint, like some of that were like full body painted. Like, that was kind of funny. But yeah, all types of people. I took a bunch of pictures there, sitting there. I was bored as shit because I thought the band was supposed to start in. By like 15, 20 minutes late, we're like, are we really in the right spot?
Yeah.
I kind of don't think so. I feel like we're in the wrong spot. So we ended up making our way on over to the What Stage and seeing The Roots.
Which stage?
No, What Stage.
What Stage?
What Stage?
Yes.
What Stage?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And yeah, the main... kind of main place was really cool because you kind of had the big screens on both sides and
yeah,
lots of people nice. And just everyone's kind of hanging out and dancing and You could go way back and have your own space and set up a blanket and listen to music, and it was still plenty loud. Or you could kind of run up, be super close, and, you know, have it be your traditional concert setting and really just be in the middle of a bunch of bunch of people all tight and jamming along.
Yeah, there's definitely plenty of people sitting in the grass smoking bowls and everything. Once in a while, you'd see an official person drive by, then you could just put it away, but I almost never felt paranoid about smoking a bowl.
Yeah, exactly, yeah.
We just wanted to be careful about the way, the place. I didn't want to go sit down next to an official vendor or something like that.
Yeah, we're usually trying to find a place where somebody else was smoking, and then we just went and sat down somewhere nearby and smoked our own. We're like, yeah, we're cool.
Yeah, we enjoyed the Roots. We're not huge fans of the Roots. I believe that was before they were on Jimmy Fallon show.
Way before they were on Jimmy Fallon,
probably. Yeah, so, yeah, that was cool. Definitely was a fan of the Roots. Lots of people watching, though, there. I was definitely looking at some of the girls. to be honest, like, yeah, let's be honest here. There was some girls in some skimpy clothing. And, coming from Iowa, you don't see a whole lot of super attractive girls. So to see them wearing their bikinis out in public was quite nice, actually.
Yes.
Quite nice.
And also knowing that they were like-minded and like to listen to cool music and smoke weed.
Yeah, she's maybe wearing a bikini and a hemp necklace, so I don't know.
That's cool.
Cool to be around like-minded people.
Mm-hmm.
It's like why we started this channel, is to meet a bunch of like-minded people from around the world.
Yeah.
And come together for weird reasons. Like, you know, I don't know if her favorite band is The Roots or what, but, like, I don't know. Cool to meet people at festivals from all over the world. Like, I don't know. some of the weird shit you saw. Like, it was, it's hard to take a picture of all the weird shit you saw. But that is definitely a midget in overalls. In a rainbow-colored sun hat, carrying something funny. What's he carrying?
Trying to sell something?
I don't know.
For sale.
But, yep. Saw all kinds of weird shit. People yelling weird shit. Like, it's just Bonnaroo. It's definitely a weird, weird atmosphere. Weird people. And, you know, you pretty much be yourself. You can run around yelling weird shit and saying weird shit or wear some weird clothes. Do whatever the fuck you want. Be yourself and nobody's gonna judge you for it. I'm going to appreciate you for being part of the festival, and that's pretty much it.
Yeah. So then what, Friday night was Tool?
Friday night was Tool. That's kind of why we were sitting here after the Roots, and people watching is waiting for Tool. We knew they were going to come on, and yeah, waiting for them, waiting for shit to kick in. Because, yes, we had taken a bunch of acid. Gotten, it was like on gel tabs. First time I'd ever had a little gel tab kind of thing.
Yeah.
Not like a pill gel tab, but like a square piece of dried up jelly, it looked like.
Yeah.
Kind of a weird thing.
Just put on your tongue, and kind of just kind of similar to the piece of paper or whatever, where you just kind of... Oof, something's cached.
Needs water.
Could end up sucking on it for a while, but... And yeah, that ended up being just kind of crazy, you know. I've never on never on acid have I had like crazy amount of visuals or felt like I was just seeing purple elephants in the room or anything like that. But being at that Tool show and just having the awesome music and being all kinds of people around, and then they started up with the lasers, and it was just like
that was
an amazing experience.
Yeah, that was an intensely awesome concert. I felt like everyone else was just completely in awe of the experience they were having as well. Like, especially at Bonnaroo. I don't know if half of those people had never seen a Tool show before. I don't know. I'd seen them several times. I think it was your first show.
Yeah, definitely my first and only time I've seen them live. And yeah, I think we even thought, it's like, well, it's Tool, you know, Bonnaroo, kind of more of a hippie crowd. But no, you were chill as fuck.
Yeah. But yeah, every time in the middle of, like, between songs or something like that, I just remember hearing everyone else being like, holy fuck, that was amazing. What the fuck was that that I just saw? Like, holy shit, how did they do that? Like, oh my god, this is amazing. Like, just, like, I just remember that was all the things that I was hearing. Everyone else was just having a fucking blast. Mm-hmm. It was fucking awesome. Just, like, between, like, the screens and the music syncing up and the lasers and stuff, like, oh, I think it was just awesome. Definitely the best show I've ever seen.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it was intense. We ended up, like, we were concerned that, like, they were like, oh, they must have, like, shut down the airspace around the concert and, like...
Yeah, with the lasers.
It was just some intense lasers. Like, it's not just here.
Yeah, I remember, like, imagining how far the lasers were shining off into the sky. I'm just thinking that would be amazing. Like, is there somebody on the space shuttle right now, like, seeing these lasers coming from the middle of Tennessee?
Yeah.
Being like, what the fuck is this? Like,
it's crazy.
Like, I don't know.
I think we ended up after the show going up and, like, taking our pictures in front of the...
Mm-hmm.
Of the concert, being like, whoa, we just gotta go check this out. It'd be crazy. Afterwards, just seemed so.
Yeah.
We were tired.
Yeah, we were just like exhausted. Worn out from it all. Like, mm-hmm. It was just so amazing. Like, it was definitely an intense rock show.
Mm-hmm. And then we like tried to go to another thing after that. We tried, I think that was when we tried to go to see String Cheese.
Uh huh. String Cheese Incident.
Something just seems kind of not so chill.
It was weird. It was like a bluegrass song, like banjos and all, and it was just a little weird. After the Tool show, after fucking rocking out to Intensity in 10 Cities, was just, I don't know. It was weird. But yeah, that was one of the bands that I'd been looking forward to seeing.
Yeah, I'd never heard of them.
One of their very last shows.
Mm-hmm.
And I had seen them a few times before that. We had gone to Minneapolis, 2 days in Minneapolis, in like 2003 or something like that. I don't know. But yeah, we ended up, like, I don't know, just going back to our tent and making the long trek back to our tent. Remember that being kind of weird? Just like
long,
the weird people
walk
that we saw and stuff, just being mm-hmm. a long walk. And then once we got back to tents, it was just like a weird, like a ghost town. There was a shitload of tents, but no people. Just weird stuff. I remember a car alarm going off in the middle of the night.
Because we didn't even, there was music playing all night, like 3 in the morning. I mean, there was
just bands playing all night.
You could go, it was crazy the amount of. Sit there listening
by,
to music.
I think it was the Super Jam with Ben Harper and the guy from Led Zeppelin. You guys are gonna yell at me in the comments.
Peter
Paul. Yep. You guys are gonna yell at me.
I don't remember. I remember Super Jam with mm-hmm. what's his name?
Mm-hmm. Anyway, yeah, barely caught some of that, but yeah, went back to our tent, got some couple hours of sleep before it got too hot, woke up, and went to Ziggy Marley. That was cool to see Ziggy Marley, like in the, I don't know, in the sun.
Well, like we tried, like we thought we were gonna like fucking cook at the camp and stuff, and how we had all this awesome grocery food we'd bought and whatnot, but... It'd be so miserable to like hang out at the camp, and we just didn't want to cook. And it was like, we ended up getting like just vendor food. So mm-hmm. it was so hot.
It's pretty good vendor food, but like expensive. It was like $10 each for a meal.
And yeah, like I'd love to go back to Bonnaroo again, but I'm totally renting an RV. Like,
yeah, I don't know.
Totally be the worst way to go, yeah. But I just like not just can't handle it. I gotta get 4 hours of good quality sleep.
Yeah, otherwise I can't enjoy myself. Like, if I don't get some sleep, then Saturday is just ruined.
Yeah, and missing out on shows I want to see is, like, yeah. I feel like it was the, what's that crazy band with the
Flaming Lips.
The Flaming Lips. I was like, I was so beat by the time they came around that I just mm-hmm. didn't care. I was like, oh, God. God, I just want to sleep. Like, mm-hmm. get me out of the sun.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Yeah, we had spent all day in the sun. We'd gone to Ziggy Marley, and it was just so hard to find any shade. Like, there was no shade.
Yeah, now if I'm sleeping in an RV and whatnot, I'd bring chairs with the umbrellas. Cause,
Ziggy Marley, that was the time that we stole somebody's shade. Like, we ended up just chilling behind this couple sitting on some tiny little chairs with umbrellas. Like, they were barely covered by their umbrellas, so we stole the shade behind them. Like,
yeah, they were napping too.
Chill behind you? Like,
yeah, they seemed cool with it. They were like, yeah, that's cool.
They shared a joint with us at some point with the clear papers on it.
Yeah, I woke up and someone's passing me a joint. I'm like, oh, Bonnaroo! Like,
yep. Yeah. All sorts of people. So, yeah, between Ziggy Marley, after that, you went to go buy something from Shakedown Street. I swear it was more Nugs. You seem to think it's water.
I feel like I was going to buy water because we were just like beat.
Just couldn't drink the well water that was supplied. I don't know. Anyway, I was chilling by that ATM, just kind of people watching some more.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what your experience was like during that.
I don't even really remember that part of it. I don't.
Yeah, you went and bought something and came back. Probably was easy enough to be water. But. So, yeah, you came back and it was Ben Harper.
Oh, yeah.
So that was pretty cool. Yep.
Yeah, being sweet. Yeah, I don't know. I think we were towards the way back when it first started.
Yeah. But I remember hearing burning one down and, like, running up towards the front. We're going to go ahead and run up here and smoke a few bowls now.
Yeah. Yeah, and then it being... We ended up showing that video on the. That was one of our playlist favorites.
Mm-hmm.
We showed that video, and it's a pretty common Burn One Down song for Ben Harper. Listen to that one at Bonnaroo.
For sure.
But yeah, that Shakedown Street was awesome. Just a plethora of people with their. Trying to sell stuff just to get by, and I don't know, it's a cool environment, and it's a cool experience.
Yeah, I remember taking those pictures just to show somebody what it looked like.
Mm-hmm.
So then it was the police. Saturday night.
Yep.
Classic band from 60s, 70s. I don't know.
Yep. Yeah, we didn't stay around for the whole thing. I think we went in for like Roxanne and a couple other songs.
Once we heard those,
but wasn't a huge thing. We ended up running into Travis. I mean, we saw him occasionally, but that was one of the only times we ran into him out in the middle of nowhere, and he was pretty drunk.
Yeah,
I think we were. I don't know if we were on something or not.
I don't think so.
I don't think we were because I think we were getting ready for
Sunday. Yeah, we were headed to go back to bed.
So we met up with him, and I think we ended up going back to the tent and just smoking more. I don't know.
I think we toked a bowl with him at his tent. I'm not sure.
Maybe it was the people from New Jersey. We probably spoke with them once or twice.
Yeah.
They were cool. They were telling us about New Jersey and just weird shit. Like, you can't fill up your own gas in New Jersey and, I don't know. Weird shit. Oh, yeah, we're next to the power lines. Sometimes you can hear the humming of the... It's easy to find your way back, though. I mean, you're a sea of tents.
Yeah.
They go back to that. That's a big ass tent. That'd be.
Yeah.
I guess that might be worth setting up.
Yeah, that'd be nice.
At some point. But yeah, it was. Just a.
Well, there you go. That's cool. There was somebody had set up a map. It asks, where are you from? And there's a pin in just about every single city you could ever imagine. Like,
yep.
I'm pretty sure that your city has a pin. Every city that I've ever been in had a pin. Like, Omaha, Council Bluffs, Des Moines, all the Colorado places had a pin.
Mm-hmm.
I think it looked like Fort Collins had a pin. Denver obviously had a pin.
Yeah.
places from like Hawaii, Alaska, all over. Every single state had a pin in it. That was pretty cool. Definitely tried to get some pictures of that.
Yeah, there was this performance art that ended up being that smoke ring. When? So this was probably Sunday morning at some point. Sunday.
Yep.
Or we were probably just kind of walking around checking things out, being like, shit, this is the last day. Like, not going to be here tomorrow. It was a music and art festival, so there was...
Yeah, there was a ton of other...
I mean, they took recycled things and made them into art. They, just had different, I don't know, I don't even know how to describe it. It's
art cool. Installations.
Yeah.
All sorts of stuff. Those smoke rings were like, somebody was doing like flame performances. Like there was a big, you know, big pipe that was blowing smoke rings. I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what other shows we saw on Sunday afternoon. Let's see if I can go to the schedule.
Yeah, I don't really remember. I mean, I know. We might have been hanging out at the tent, but on the other hand, it was we probably went and got some food. And,
Bob Weir? We didn't go see that. Wish we had.
Yeah, I mean, by Sunday, I mean, we spent Thursday night and Friday night and Saturday night in the tent. Basically living off of camp food and vendor food.
Didn't go see the White Stripes or any of that. I don't know what we did on Sunday. What else we would have done on Sunday.
That's crazy.
But yeah, then it was just the Widespread Panic was the headliner. And then, man, that seems like anticlimactic or depressing or something.
Yeah, we just...
Poor Sunday ending. Like.
Yeah. That's why I said we got to get the RV, because like, to be able to... Even just to go back for a couple hours and just like chill out, like... To really have a good place to smoke without feeling like other people would be around or just, I don't know, to have better access to food, easier to cook food. Like, I would so rent an RV. And I feel like we could get some, you know, we should get some people together. Like, you know, you have four people to rent a big enough RV and make it work. Like,
sure.
That'd be awesome. Totally make a bunch of videos, like a whole like MTV. What was that series where they're all in the RV, like Road Rules or something?
Road Rules, maybe. There's still a lot of pictures from the Widespread Panic time, though. Where is that? Pretty cool sunset. But then there was like the the neon light thing. It's like the dude walking around with the neon lights. There was like, it was one person that had like a backpack on, and somebody else that was holding a stick that made it like a puppet. It's like a gigantic puppet that was like walking around above the whole crowd. It was really cool. It's like neon string lights, like glow in the dark lights.
Yeah, it's a very trippy thing to see when you're kind of...
To see that guy dance into the music with you. Cool.
Yeah, blurred off, a little trippy. Yeah, we were thinking we'd do something like that next time just to, I don't know, seem like he was being... Yeah. Treated kindly.
Yeah, get some attention as well as, like, engaging the community. Like, I think everybody appreciated what they had done for everyone else's enjoyment. Like,
yeah, just, hey, you know, showing their creativity. Like,
yeah,
I'm sure creativity is encouraged all around. Like, if you wanted to walk around naked with body paint or have a neon thing.
I definitely saw people giving them hits off of a pipe. I'm pretty sure I saw somebody giving them some cocaine. Yeah, they were definitely past the pipes and past joints and stuff like that. So they were taken well care of. Helping out the party. But yeah, Widespread Panic is awesome. They always do the Sunday headline. So they do a good job of closing out that Sunday headliner, you know. It can be sort of depressing the end of the weekend, but they do a good job with that. I think that's kind of their role.
Yeah, it's to make it a good show. Lots of energy, get people dancing and whatnot.
Yeah, we went and hung out under the arch a little bit, trying to get a couple more pictures. Cool. I'm pretty sure that thing is there year-round. I think I see that on the satellite. The satellite picture. And yeah, we took a picture of that tree, because if we ever went back, I wanted to see if that tree, because I don't know what day it was that there was one night that we came back and, like, smoked a bowl in the moonlight and stared at that tree or something like that.
Yeah, and that was pretty cool. So yeah, if we go back, yeah, it's probably going to be a totally different place. But
yeah.
Because, yeah, then Monday, yeah, people were just packing up, shipping the fuck out.
Yeah.
People leaving stuff behind, like little tents and whatnot behind. Like, just didn't give a fuck. Was like, yeah, we'll just leave the tent. We don't need it.
It's actually kind of sad to see the Monday morning, how much trash is left behind.
Yeah, you'd think people that are all about, like, peace and love and just, I don't know. I mean, the whole festival, like, you could buy something that would, like, somehow positively affect your carbon footprint, and you know, they just have different, you know, they have the encourage recycling, like, I don't know, there was community showers, you know, it's like not like you had to only shower, like, I don't know, it seemed like
the way they do showers is actually kind of cool. We should talk about this. I mean, it's not really cool, it's not like I want to build one in my house or anything, but it's a reasonable way for them to handle 100,000 people camping together. But it's like basically a storage container that's like open on both ends, and they've just got like showers in there. I don't remember exactly how the shower themselves work. I think it's basically like a spigot you see on the outside of your house.
Yeah.
As far as the handle, and then that just goes up to something that pours a little bit of water on you. But I mean, it's awkward as hell to try and take a clothed shower next to six other people, but there was plenty of ladies around, so it wasn't like total sausage fest.
Yeah, yeah.
But yeah.
But yeah, it ended up being kind of a tiring, crazy experience. We ended up heading out
weekend.
Monday and driving through the day, stopping a couple times to change the exhaust.
Yeah, that was still falling off.
Yeah. And then it was like into Monday night, you know, it was dark and we were in the middle of Illinois. Mm-hmm. Middle of fucking nowhere.
Yeah, the middle of Illinois.
And we started having van problems, like electric car problems where the thing would die and put it in neutral and restart it and it would keep going, but it seemed kind of weird. Once it just didn't restart and pull over on the side of the road, and I think it might have started going at that point. We got a little farther down the road, but
yeah, I think we just got like just up the hill, like 100 yards within eyesight.
Maybe even around a corner.
Yeah.
Car ended up dying and we had to pull off on the side of the road, and we were on this kind of on the towards the.
Yeah, keep going.
That's whatever. The latter end of the latter end of the curve, but ended up fucking falling asleep, like, because we had no way of starting the car. We needed work. We couldn't fix it. Middle of Illinois, the middle of the night, you know, 6 hours away from anyone that was could come help us.
I had called 911, talked to the operator, told her what was wrong, that our car was broken down. We weren't in an emergency, but to send help, and they didn't send anybody.
Yeah, it was like a couple hours we waited, fell asleep, then decided to call 911, fell asleep again, waiting and waiting. And eventually, Highway Patrol did pull over and stop. And
knocked on the window, and it's like, what's going on? And I'm like, we're having car problems. Our car won't start. We called 911 and asked them to send help. And he's like, I didn't get the memo. I didn't know anything about that. So I think he himself called us a tow truck, and they sent out
Yeah, because like we knew where we were at, but we didn't have like a smartphone, so we couldn't like call the tow truck ourselves. We had to basically have him do it. And tow truck eventually came out and towed us into town. And
was it a flatbed?
It was a flatbed, so we probably like rode in the
Yeah, I remember riding up in the cab with the guy.
Yep, being like, yeah, this sucks. We just been 4 days without a shower, and we're just right next to this guy.
Yeah.
But yeah, so then we got he dumped us off at the shop in town, and we slept in the van again, waiting
For him to wake up and come and fix our car at the shop.
Yeah, exactly.
Basically, they parked us on the in the street on the side of the road, and we climbed into the back of the van and slept. We had not, I don't think we had prepared the van for sleeping in, but we had the mattress in there, and we kind of made it work. Mm-hmm. The mattress kind of leaned to the middle, and we made it work in there.
Oh, God.
It sucked, but we were just on the side of the road. So then, yeah, 8 a.m., we woke up and pulled the van into the shop. He fixed it. I think we just walked around that block and hung out. We didn't have any dogs or anything, so we just kind of hung out.
Mm-hmm.
Found some shade and, I don't know, just hung out for a few hours while they fixed stuff. I feel like you walked downtown or left or something.
I don't remember going that far. I might have walked around, but I don't remember. Going too terribly far, but, and yeah, then we were back on the road. It's freaking 12 hours later. You know, it's like
I believe that Monday night was then Tool in Cedar Rapids, which was on our way. We were driving through Iowa City, 20 minutes away from Cedar Rapids, that evening. If we could have stopped and gone to that show, but after all of that stress, we were not in the mood to go to another Tool show. It would have just been, I don't know, it would have been a shame that we wouldn't enjoy it just in the moment. So we didn't go. Went home.
But yeah, we were beat. The car was stupid. Yeah, it was exhausting. Time to go home. So yeah. Yeah, it ended up being one hell of a trip. I mean, it was cool. I'm glad we went. Fond memories. I don't think about how hot it was. I think about the awesome shows and the good experience it was. And it was. Went through stuff. And
yeah, that Tool show is always the first thing that I talk about and think about when I talk about Bonnaroo 2007. So, tried to describe the experience for you guys, but at the same time, it was still epically awesome. So,
yeah,
super glad we did it and super glad we went. But we'd probably do Bonnaroo a little different next time. I think every time I learn my lesson a little different.
Yeah, I think we're waiting for a good lineup. I mean, I feel like we'll obviously be kind of planning in vacations and money and stuff, but I feel like we just need a good lineup. Like, Tool needs to be back with somebody else. Like,
yeah. Tool and Les Claypool and
Pearl Jam.
And someone else historic, like
Neil Young or freaking Paul McCartney. Like,
Neil Young was at the first Bonnaroo I went to.
Shit.
03.
Yep. Camera just fully shut off there. But yeah, this is cool. I mean, it ended up working out. The GoPro ran out of memory, so
switched to the second camera.
Yeah, I lost my camera. So
yeah,
I hope everybody's doing well. It's good good sharing the story. Next time, next podcast will be 2008. Which will again be a trip back to Colorado into the national park.
Mm-hmm.
And this was more time in the national park. A lot more time. Doing a lot more epic shit.
So I just had a thought. Should we talk about what happened after Bonnaroo? It's still the summer of 2007.
Like, I suppose.
We came home and, like,
the damn pink house. The
summer didn't happen. So that pink house that we showed that was behind the van in that very first picture.
Yeah,
it was the house that we grew up in.
Mm-hmm.
When we were born, we both went home to that house. We both lived in that house since we were born. When our parents, we both moved out and gone to college, moved out, and our parents were renting that, and they bought a house and moved out. So then when they moved out, I moved out of my apartment and went and rented that house
from the same landlord. So I lived there with a buddy of mine for a year, I believe. I believe it was a full year, maybe a year and a half before you moved in.
Yeah, I moved in after the late summer of 2004.
So yeah, there was four. What did we do? 05. 05 was hot air ballooning
vacations. Yeah, we went to Baton Rouge, Louisiana.
Yes. So then 06 was the last podcast in Colorado. So then 07 was Bonnaroo. When we came back from Bonnaroo, well, I suppose when we had gone to Bonnaroo.
Even prior to leaving, we were getting these, like,
going to Bonnaroo.
Something in the mail that was like, there's a certified letter waiting for you or something. Or
yes.
You've got something in that post office for you.
And I wasn't expecting it, didn't really know if it was, like, something realistic or they were actually talking about me or, like.
Yeah, we more or less ignored it. Like,
yeah, so didn't really expect it to be serious. But then when we came back from Bonnaroo, I don't know if it was on the door that day, like when we pulled back into the driveway from Bonnaroo, if it was on the front door or if it was the next afternoon or something.
It was the next afternoon because I remember like coming home and getting it and seeing it, and it was something from the landlord that said, yeah, we had to move out by the end of the month. And you know what I mean? It was like, no, it was, we had to move out by the end of July, and it was probably just the very end of June. And I remember, yeah, like, getting it and being like, oh, fuck.
Yeah.
Fuck.
So basically, and it was notice on the door. It was an eviction notice. You got to get the fuck out of this house.
And it was like, I remember you were sleeping, so I waited for you to get up. And, like, I didn't say anything. I was just like, started smoking.
Yeah.
And it was like, once we smoked, it was like, okay, dude, we got some heavy shit going on.
Yeah, that was fucking heavy.
And like, yeah, I don't know. We didn't have a plan. Like, it's shitty. Like, but at the same time, like, they'd been trying to give us the letter for a while and there was nothing we could do about it. And we ended up having to move out. Like,
yeah, he was like a 95-year-old man and needed his daughter to move in there so that he could be closer to her so that she could come help take care of him, basically. Because we were like, I don't know, 2 miles away from his house. And she was all the way on the south side of Des Moines. So he needed his granddaughter to live in there, and that's kind of what happened. But still was a terrible inconvenience for us. We had to pack up and move back in with our parents.
Yeah, which just sucks. I mean, it was great that they welcomed us and then we had family we could rely on.
Yeah, that was cool.
We had lived there for a few months until we could basically kind of figure things out, and we ended up getting an apartment, which, shit, that whole apartment's by its own story.
Oh my gosh.
But, yeah, I mean, I suppose we can get into that, or we're getting on an hour.
I feel like that's its own story.
Yeah, that's a crazy story.
So, guys, don't forget about the apartment of 2007.
Yeah, we'll talk about that at some point.
Make sure and, like, remind us sometime down the road if you don't ever hear back about that apartment. I think it's the only other apartment that you and I have ever lived in together besides this place, right?
Yeah.
So, yeah. Don't let us forget about that.
Yeah. But yeah, we'll get into that. That'll be interesting.
Yeah, that's pretty much it.
Yeah, thanks everybody for listening, and watching, and whatnot. Ended up being kind of long. I was like texting during it.
But it's cool. I think there should be plenty of entertainment as far as being able to have 4 screens, pictures, and cameras and stuff.
Yeah, should be cool.
Should be entertaining. I'm excited to see it.
So, yeah, hope everybody's doing well. Definitely check out the website if you aren't already there, but you should already have been there. Check out the channel. We have some more videos coming up soon.
Mm-hmm. And don't forget to follow me on Twitter, Redband.
Yeah, look me up on Facebook, Mark Redband with the E, or just facebook.com/Redband, spelled like the channel. So,
yep.
Anyway, we'll see you guys soon. Take care.
See you later.
Peace and pot.